Life in Year One. What the World Was Like in First Century Palestine. By Scott Korb. Narrated by Arthur Morey. Copyright 2010 by Scott Korb. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Riverhead Books, a member of Penguin Group, USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Translator's Note on the epigraphs for Life in Year One. Translating is making choices, a stream of decisions designed to capture something in the original language and deliver it to a new audience. It is impossible, whether we admit it or not, to translate without trying to do something with the material. We are, after all, human. Maybe we're trying to convey the beauty of a foreign poet, or maybe we're just trying to convince a pretty Parisian waitress to sit down and have a drink with us. Either way, translators always have goals, and these goals affect every decision we make. As readers or listeners of a translation, your first questions should always be, what is this person trying to accomplish? And how is he trying to accomplish it? To demonstrate what I mean, a favorite straw man in biblical translation, the beautiful King James Version, will be helpful. In 1604, King James I commissioned a new English-language Bible for the Church of England, translated from Hebrew, Greek, and a touch of Latin by 46 clergymen and one eminent Greek scholar. It rapidly became the dominant translation. Here is its rendering of Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness.